Earlier in the show, we brought you a story about what happens when a dream dies, and now we'd like to bring you a story about what happens when a dream morphs into an entirely different dream, but still manages to accomplish the same goals as the original dream. And it's going to make sense, we promise. Here's Only a Game's Karen Given.
The first time I saw Tug Coker, he was standing on a Broadway stage, wearing a blonde wig, a Celtics home uniform, the kind from the 80s with the short shorts, and what might just be the worst fake mustache I've ever seen. I didn't get to talk to Tug that day back in 2012, for reasons I'll get to in a bit, but I knew Tug wouldn't have been standing on that Broadway stage if he hadn't failed as a basketball player in college. So when we finally got the chance to speak, I asked him to start there. But Tug Coker had other plans.
Well, actually, I'm going to back up just a little
bit.
Sure. So I grew up in Virginia. Sports were my life. I just grew up playing sports all the time, loving sports. But at the same time, I just loved movies, and I loved theater, and I loved film. And, you know, The Wizard of Oz is my favorite movie of all time. I remember when I was 5 years old, and I would pause the VCR to write down the Scarecrow's lines because I loved the Scarecrow so much.
Are you doing that on purpose? Or can't you make up your mind?
That's the trouble. I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain.
I couldn't do plays because I was always doing a sport, whether I was playing tennis or basketball or soccer or something like that. I couldn't do the plays, but I did the classes.
Tug's favorite sport was basketball, but his high school playing days aren't all happy memories.
Honestly, most of my looking back is filled with some regret because I didn't maximize the opportunity. Princeton came to watch me play one night against a team that I thought we could crush in high school, and I scored 7 points, and that it embarrassed myself, and Princeton didn't give me another look.
Tug ended up at William & Mary, where he never got the chance to play.
You know, around the last week of practice, one of the coaches came up to me and said, "Tug, I think you can really play. I think you can really play at this level." And I was so happy to hear that.
But not happy enough to stick around. Tug wanted to play at a bigger school, so he transferred to the University of Virginia, where the new coach told him thanks, but no thanks. So with basketball out of the picture, Tug turned to his other love, theater. He signed up for drama classes, and one of his teachers said something that sounded familiar.
He said, you know, if you really put your mind to this, you could be great. I was lost. I didn't know what I was going to do, and I took that to heart, and I really got into a play, and I practiced and worked at bars and worked at insurance companies while I took classes at night and did plays when I could and just kind of immersed myself with that same vigor that you have as an athlete.
But Tug Coker wasn't finished with basketball, not nearly, because in late 2011, producers started sending out casting calls for a new Broadway play based on the rivalry and friendship between Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. I should say that Tug is white, so when he showed up for his audition, the role of Magic Johnson was out.
You know, Larry Bird's 6'9", I'm 6'5", and I thought they're just going to find some unknown in Minnesota. And he's going to get his big break, and good luck to him. So I performed a couple scenes, and I waited outside for like 15 minutes, and then the casting director came out and gave me a hug. And I've never gotten a hug from a casting director after an audition before or since. So I went from not believing I had a shot to calling my dad and like, I think I just did this. I think I just got a job on Broadway.
Tug did get that job, which led him to meeting two of the most accomplished basketball players of all time.
They waited on the script. They waited on the notes. You know, Magic came to rehearsal. That was incredible. He just sat there and kind of watched. And then slowly he gave a note on like what he thought like Larry would do in that moment. And I did it. And he would start to make that electric smile that you get from Magic Johnson. Next thing you know, he's like just the wattage, you know, of Magic Johnson takes over. And you realize, oh, Magic Johnson's in the room.
And so in early 2012, Tug Coker found himself standing on a Broadway stage, being introduced to the theater the way he might have been introduced at a basketball arena if he'd had the chance to start in college.
Playing Larry Bird, Mr. Tug Coker!
I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. To portray my favorite player of all time, Larry Bird, I mean, I couldn't have imagined that in a million years. He left me a 7-second voicemail that said, "Hey, Tug, this is Larry Bird calling. I'll try you later." I still have that. That's never going anywhere.
I was in the audience for one of the preview performances of Magic Bird in March of 2012, and other than that awful mustache that might have been just a tad too close to the real thing, I thought Tug did a great job.
Irvin Johnson, 42 minutes, field goals 9 for 16, assists 12, rebounds 11.
I was pretty proud of the way I handled the basketball on the stage. I shot like 10 shots in the show, as you know. I'm left-handed, but I trained myself to play right-handed. My wife and I would go out to the court, and I would shoot 100 free throws a day right-handed. Just trying to get that form that Larry had. That's an athletic desire to be great coming back around. But I remember the first night I missed a layup. I was so jacked up.
Okay, so the basketball was hit or miss. One night, a miss flew into the audience and landed in a row of Olympic athletes. But for a while there, Tug's childhood dreams were coming true.
All of the things I wanted as an athlete, I kind of got to achieve as an actor, which is odd. I was in Sports Illustrated, and they talked about the show on PTI, and all these things that I devoured as a kid, they recognized, but not as an athlete, as a fake athlete.
As a fake athlete, Tug was getting a lot of attention, but the show wasn't doing as well as the producers had hoped. When I showed up for my promised interview with Tug and his co-star, Kevin Daniels, I was told that they were reworking scenes and could no longer be made available. And then Magic Bird was completely shut out of the Tony nominations.
The lead actor nominees that year were James Corden, who won, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Frank Langella, James Earl Jones. I mean, that's just the best of the best. and Tug Coker. Not nominated, but he was, you know, you could have voted for him. So just to be, you know, in that ilk.
Ilk or no ilk, zero Tony nominations weren't enough for the producers of Magic Bird. On the same day the nominations were announced, they decided that the show would close after just 38 performances.
We got like a two-week notice. I almost broke down on the show because I felt like in some ways, Larry has been so successful in his career with championships and coaching and GMing. And this is one of the things that wasn't a success in people's eyes. And I felt like in some ways I'd let him down.
But don't feel too bad for the folks who worked on Magic Bird.
Starting from Tommy Cale, who directed the show, to the like lighting designer, costume designer, set designer, sound designer, all worked on Hamilton as their next Broadway show. I missed it by one show because the next show is Hamilton.
Tug says he was in shock after the show closed. It's hard to top playing Larry Bird on Broadway.
Part of the struggle of being an actor is you don't have the control. So it's not every day that you get to be on a project that you're so excited about every day to go to work. And that's what you chase. You just get that little taste of something you believe in, and you just want it more and more and more.
So Tug and his good friend Tommy Dewey decided to get together on a project. And since they're both passionate about sports, they decided to make a show about former athletes, football instead of basketball players this time.
I'm not going to knock Tommy. He'll listen to this, but I don't buy him playing basketball. The show, I should say, is called Now We're Talking. And it's about two quarterbacks who used to be on a team for a time together. And they now retire, and they try to figure out the next stages of their life. We just fell in love with this idea of two former athletes getting into broadcasting, having like this buddy comedy of these guys on the road together.
We've said it over and over again tonight. Arm wrestling is a game of leverage. You want to get that belly up nice and tight against the table.
Excellent move by Redshirt. That's what the pros call a thumb climber.
The short-form comedy series is available on Verizon's video streaming app, Go 90. So it's meant to be watched on your phone. And if you think that means the show is small potatoes, consider this. The guy who played Larry Bird on Broadway is now producing a show in conjunction with Uninterrupted, the sports media company founded by LeBron James.
It's just a fun little nexus of like these athletes trying to do entertainment and these actors trying to dabble in the sports world, and we got some great cameos, and it's kind of funny to see how it all comes full circle.
Unlike Larry Bird, LeBron James has not weighed in on character development. While the show was in production, he was a little too busy helping the Cleveland Cavaliers win the city's first championship in 52 years. Now We're Talking isn't Tug Coker's only big co-production this year. He and his wife recently had a baby, and that started Tug looking back and wondering, what if?
He's 4 months old, and I see that miracle, and I'm like, man, I really wish I'd seized that opportunity to play college basketball more, because you only get one shot, and next thing you know, you're 20 years out of college or whatever. And I realized if I could have stuck with it, I could have maybe played in Europe.
Well, I hate to tell you, but if you had gone and played in Europe, you wouldn't have learned to be an actor and you wouldn't have gotten to play Larry Bird on Broadway.
That's true. That's really true. I don't know. I guess I want my cake and eat it too. I guess I want it. I want it all.
That's the actor Tug Coker speaking with Only a Game's Karen Given. Now We're Talking is available on Verizon Go 90, and you can find a link at onlyagame.org.